Today we're going to focus on coincidences and serendipity. Every once in a while, about every year or so, I do a Heal Your Mojo telesummit where I interview 12 amazing people who've either written books or done phenomenal things in the field of alternative health care or things that support alternative health care and creative expression. And this last year I interviewed Dr. Bernard Beitman, who's written a book called Connecting with Coincidence. And we had a wonderful talk, and he said that in his studies what he's noticed is that people who experience coincidences actively expect them. They look for them. So that's what the purpose of today's task is going to be. I want you to spend the day actively looking for coincidence, looking for things that seem to jive in a surprising little interesting way. Okay? So if possible, I would like you to take a coincidence walk, which would mean give yourself maybe 20 minutes to a half an hour and either plop yourself down. It can be anywhere. It can be on a beautiful street. It can be in a neighborhood. It can be near your office building if you work in an office. You can even do it this in a mall. And walk around and just look for coincidence. Look for things that seem to jive in a surprising way. And we're going to get you started in the art of looking for coincidence.